screw with them?
Well, absolutely. I think God will be willing to put this conference put down voluntarily with Bob Miller and his team that a grand jury subpoena will be issued. And if Mr. Trump fights that, it'll be the legal proceedings. And ultimately, it's my opinion that Mr. Mueller's team will win that battle. Mr. Trump will be compelled to testify either in a deposition like setting or in the grand jury. And the only way out of that for him is if he pleads the fifth.
And what we already know that is that some of the questions that Robert Mueller wants to ask President Trump in the Russia investigation have been leaked. Can you give us an overview of what was leaked and why you think it was leaked?
Yeah, well, I don't know that I'd call it quite a leak. I think they're getting from the Trump team intentionally put out. And the reason for that, I think they're trying to cater to the ultimate jury in this case. I don't think there'll ever be a criminal indictment against the president. I think there's constitutional hurdles for something like that. So the ultimate jury in this case is going to be the American people and Congress if they're impeachment proceedings. And then, like any good defense team, when you have negative facts or facts that you heard, you try to front those facts and get them out into the public realm or in front of that jury here in the public. So you can defend them the way you've got that in hand for your client. And as we can see, and then subject them to attack, as Mr. Trump has done through Twitter, also by the time the package is set up by Mueller, that the American public in Congress may become numb to it. I think there's really a strategy that's put in place. And so I wouldn't quite call it a leak. I call it kind of an intentional strategy to try to get things that may hurt you out there.
Well, you can spin the story a little bit easier that way, too. What could Mueller uncover, Seth, that could lead to impeachment hearings, if anything?
Well, I think there's two tracks. There is the conspiracy leading up until the election, and then the post-election obstruction of justice. And either of those tracks could lead to impeachment, and that's obviously what Mr. Mueller's been digging into.
And, yeah, there doesn't seem to be an expiration date on this Mueller investigation so far. Now, word that Mr. Mueller would like a couple of more months, or is planning on having a couple of more months before he sentences Michael Flynn.
Yeah, that's fairly standard when you have a cooperator. A cooperator typically has got protection until their cooperation is done. That could be up until including the time they end up testifying, let's say against someone like Paul Manafort. So I wouldn't be surprised if that date keeps getting pushed. It's not months, I wouldn't say years. The judge will at some point say, look, we got to sentence this guy.
Yeah.
But putting off a cooperator sentence like this is fairly routine.
And what does Rudy Giuliani bring to the table here, Seth?
Well, I think for the reasons I stated before, I don't think there's ever going to be a criminal jury trial as it relates to the president. While Rudy Giuliani hasn't practiced law in a courtroom in a number of years, he is very adept in the political arena. So I think bringing Mr. Giuliani in is really a strategy to cater to the ultimate jury in this particular case, which is unusual, as it is with the president of the United States. So Mr. Giuliani can compete to the Republican base. He can, caucus on Republican senators who will ultimately be the final arbiters if there are ever impeachment articles because there'd be a trial in the Senate. And they'd have to get 34 Republicans to stand tall with the president to combat the argument that he should be removed from office. And I think Mr. Giuliani's role to play those political, those political fields and represent the president.
So do we really have enough juice to bring to an end the Mueller investigation?
No one does. The idea that someone could walk in and say, hey, look, I'm here, this is going to end up, and we're going to wrap this thing up. That's not going to happen. I mean, Mr. Trump trying to engage in another Saturday Night Massacre, which I think would still ultimately fail to prevent that investigation. But a single defense lawyer like Mr. Giuliani is not going to be able to eventually, investigation is run.
Right. Well, Seth, thank you so much. It is obviously an ongoing story, and we'd love to check in here again as we move further along. But thanks for being here.